Hour two of three. We are here till 3 o'clock today up in Covington. Come say hi. Seth Dunlap, Bobby Hebert, and Deuce McAllister here. We're at Rouse's, the official supermarket of the Saints. Again, they were telling me over 500,000 king cakes they sell during carnival season. It's incredible. They actually have a black and gold Saints king cake that I took a nibble of over here to our left.
So it sounds better, half a million. Same thing, but half a million. Yeah,
does it king sound better? Cakes. I mean, it's a lot.
Yeah, half a million king cakes.
I'm surprised you can count that high, dude.
No, I don't know if I can count that high, but I can.
You going to quit counting, baby. You got to go that high.
Yeah, no, but the one thing is, listen, who doesn't like a king cake?
Who doesn't? That's the question.
That's one thing that I've done through the years is that now I get the Rouse's king cake and ship them around the country. You know, I'll get it, and my girls are in California, so ship them out there. Oh, Dad, when am I going to get a king cake?
That might be a deal breaker for me. If somebody told me they didn't like a king cake, I don't know, man.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't know if I'd be hanging out with you.
What a cup weird. Of coffee or a glass of milk. I mean, come on, how can you not? Listen, you might say, well, it doesn't bode well for my diet. Well, come on, you can get off your diet for, one day. And eat it. Come on, you got to enjoy life.
Agreed. So Rouse's is your headquarters, obviously, as you get ready for the football weekend. They have party platters, sandwich trays, egg rolls, all sorts of stuff here. And Tim Acosta, the director of marketing, here with us again. Tim, what's going on, man?
Hey, Seth. How y'all doing, guys?
All right, good. How you doing?
You ready for this game tomorrow?
Everybody's ready. We ready. Yeah, absolutely.
Can I tell you this? And this is true. This isn't lip service here. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite reasons to go to Rouse's, and I always go to the one, it's the one up on it is the one on Brown Street, actually, the one that I go to. You guys have a great beer selection.
Right.
Which, before game days, I'm always going and checking out craft beers, local beers.
Yeah, we have a large selection of our craft beers, and we have a Choose Your Brew program, you know, so you can pick out individual bottles instead of buying six of a six-pack or whatever. So, and we always have something new. There's a lot of new local craft breweries coming on, and, always got new local craft beers. Every week we got some different varieties coming in.
Tim, the football expert that you are, because I know you love the Saints, but you follow football.
Yeah, right.
So what is the key, you think, to the game? Because, you know, all of a sudden you dominate an opponent. I don't care if it's in high school, college, or professional. Second time around, it could be interesting how the game comes out. It's like almost you just say, well, I think we mature enough as a team. Got the right leadership that we're going to be able to handle the expectations? Or what approach you take?
Well, I mean, obviously, I want to see them just come out, you know, and start strong. You know, start strong.
Start fast.
Yeah, start strong, start fast, and you finish strong, you know. So don't kind of get lulled in, you know. If they can just take control of the game on both sides of the ball, too. If you know, we win the toss, obviously they could probably defer to the second half and then let the defense
get that crowd
stop
into
them
it, right
there.
Right.
You know?
And the one thing, I'm glad you brought that up, and this is significant, and I think, you know, copycat lead, now you got to go out and do it. You know what Sean Payton and the Saints have done? To go in the second quarter, to go in the half with the momentum and to close out a game, they're averaging 10 points.
Wow, yeah.
Now you get four touchdowns.
In the fourth quarter, is that what it is? 10 points in the fourth quarter this year, yeah.
And 10 points in the second quarter. Now, the Rams are number one in the second quarter, averaging 11 points. So you look at the Steelers by 10.5, but the Saints.
Seth, you're not going to be able to read Bobby notes.
I'm trying.
But when you look second and fourth quarter, how you close out a game, I think that is significant. That's why I'm really encouraged. Even with the Saints offense, when you have high peaks and maybe offensive line, we're dealing with injuries. But the one thing, we've been able to go in the halftime with momentum, and that's what I'm saying. If our defense somehow could force a three and out or just stop them, and then we score, and then score before half, and we get the ball to start the third quarter, it's amazing what we've done. Whether it's a four-minute offense, Deuce, you know about that. Not necessarily just 2 minutes. We get to 4 minute offense to close out the second quarter and also to close out a game. The Saints are number one in the league.
Now, yep. Tim Acosta, a director of marketing, joining us here at Rouse's on the North Shore in Covington. Again, we're here till 3 o'clock. Highways
1077. Tim, I'm looking for a deal. Bobby done went to his stats and notes. And me and the people here, we want to know what's the deal. What's the best deal you got today?
Actually, you know what? Best deal in all over the Gulf Coast right now. We got Boston Butt Pork Rolls on sale.
Ooh, who doesn't love that?
A twin pack, 98 cents a pound. So
98 cents a pound.
Price is good through Wednesday. So if you got, you know, if you're not going to the game tomorrow, if you want to get some Boston butts to put on a smoker or a cooker before the game, you know, all of our Rouse's stores, we stacked up and loaded. I was just in the back in the meat department early, you know, so we have like, you know, roughly like 18 pounds of meat for like $17 or something like that. So you can't beat that. You can feed your whole WWL crew.
Yeah,
and
your
that,
whole
you know,
clan. So, yeah. Let me tell you, my dad is going to Rouse's now because he just heard that Boston butt. That's been a family favorite growing
Absolutely,
up.
Absolutely, especially this time of year right
now.
Now, you know?
I understand you guys had a Facebook contest to give away some Saints tickets, and you're going to announce the winner here live on the
air,
is that right?
Yes, sir.
I got to get a drum roll.
I want to say congratulations to Mr. Wesley Rabelais from Uptown New Orleans. He shops at our Chapatula store, so we had a social media giveaway, you know. We had a pair of tickets, last-minute pair of tickets that popped up.
So, Mr. Rabelais.
Mr. Wesley Rabelais.
Chopper style.
He said he was going to do the chopper style at Chapatula.
Chopper style. Oh, that could be a great video. Right. Chopper style on Chapatula.
Yeah, anyway. Tim Zimmer had a chopper style chair that was TCH.
He was shopping at our Rouse's over there uptown, you know. So, anyway, congratulations to Wesley and all that. And good luck, guys. And we'll see you all tomorrow. And good
seriously,
luck
thanks
tomorrow.
For having us.
No problem.
We enjoy the heck out of this. So.
And, you know, we'll see you all next week, too.
Yes, we will.
We go to the Super Bowl. Yeah, and we ain't half stepping.
Yeah, we don't want to repeat last year because we had the same conversation a year ago.
We don't want none of that.
Great crowd out here. Thanks, everybody, for coming out. We're out here until 3 o'clock today. You hear the cheers here. You guys can come out and say hi to Bobby and Deuce. Again, until 3, Rouse's in Covington, right across from Hannon High School, highways 1077 and 1085. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, I want to talk, and you and Zach were talking about this yesterday a little bit, Deuce, because I had tweeted out something. The new stat geeks, which I guess I'm kind of one, but I don't like this.
Man,
I'm
an old stat geek.
You're not going to agree with what I found yesterday.
Oh, really?
Multiple articles basically saying that NFL teams should never run the football. And when I mean never,
what?
I really mean never is
no,
what they're
hell
saying.
No,
I disagree. I'm going to tell you why. We'll get into it here coming back. It's a special edition of Sports Talk on WWL. Welcome back to the show, and I'm going to throw Bobby and Deuce here an absolute softball, and you guys have probably hit this out of the park, but let me set this up here just a little bit. A lot of these new age analytics sites, which I love, you guys love, like Pro Football Focus, Josh Hermsmeyer,
yes,
538 and ESPN. I get it. I'm a millennial. I'm as much as a stat geek
as the next guy. But you can't be a purist.
No, I'm objective.
You're not, but a lot of people who analyze the data, whether it's NBA or pro football, whatever, it's overkill.
No, it is. Like what's happening in Major League Baseball, which is kind of the pendulum swinging back there a little bit. But some NFL stat geeks now believe that NFL teams should throw 100% of the time. Pro Football Focus wrote about this, ESPN, Josh Hermsmeyer in 538. And they say, well, that's what the numbers say. Yards per play, 4 yards per play running the football, 7 yards per play passing. They go through all the stats.
Right.
Well, here's what they conveniently forget. And I hope everybody, if you get anybody out there who says, well, your team should throw the football more. You're not throwing the football enough. Here's the raw data here. Let me go through this, and then you guys can comment. They omit these stat geeks, stuff like this. This year, the 6 teams who passed the ball the most frequently all missed the playoffs. Last year, in 2017, the 9 teams who threw the ball the most all missed the playoffs. In 2016, of the 16 NFL teams who passed most frequently, only 2 made the playoffs. In 2015, only 1 of the 12 made the playoffs. Now, on the other side, the more you run, the more you succeed in the NFL. This year, 3 of the top 4 rush percentage teams made the playoffs. Last year, 4 of the top 5. In 2016, 4 of the top 7. In 2015, 5 of the top 7. Guys, I am as much of an NFL stat geek as the next guy, but this pass the ball more and you can't run, and if you run, you're doing it wrong, I think is absurd. It's wrong, and frankly, it's got to be called out as that.
Well, and I look at the Saints when they have the utmost success. They won the Super Bowl 2011 and this year. Now, this is freaky crazy. You know what the Saints are ranked rushing attack? Number 6. They were number 6 Super Bowl winning 2011 when we should have won, woulda, shoulda, coulda, number six. This year, we're number six rushing attack. So all I know is I look like productive runners. And Deuce was one of those guys excelled at the highest level. When you have that balance, and it causes defenses more headaches. I'm looking at rushing touchdowns. I think these two guys are pretty good. Look at Todd Gurley's number one in the NFL at 17 touchdowns. Alvin Kamara, number two, at 14. So when you break it down, I still think to be, like, just one-sided, you can't just run the ball and you can't just pass it. You got to have that sense of balance. And that I know as a quarterback in the past, whether it was old school, where they at now, I think Drew would attest to this, that it helps him be a better quarterback when you can run the ball and then you utilize play action, because it puts more pressure on the linebackers where they can't just focus on one aspect.
Yeah, Deuce, when you hear guys, and again, these stat geeks, and I use that term affectionately because I think I'm one. What do you say when people say, you can never run the football? If you're running the football, you're doing it wrong. How do you
– Are those your analytical buddies?
They're not my buddies, but, yeah.
You know them?
I don't know them personally. I've been on my show, most of them, yeah.
What all do they take into consideration?
Well, they're just looking at numbers. That's all. They're you know, they're spreadsheet guys.
But that's the problem. I mean, because when and Sean talked about this against Dallas. When you don't have your number one offensive line, there's a problem. And so, yes, the numbers may say pass more often, but does that factor in your defense may not be very, very good? No. It just, you're worried about yardage. And so that's
time of possession.
Well, that's a whole other story. I mean, because if you're throwing the ball and you're not scoring, then
hits the ground, the clock stops, incomplete.
There's a problem. And so I love to throw the ball, even though I played running back. I love to throw the football. But, I mean, to win in the playoffs, you have to be able to run the football and or stop the run when you talk about from a defensive standpoint. So those guys just were able to create something for me and you and Bobby to be able to talk to,
right?
Talk about, and, you know, it's –
They're looking
it's
at
not possible.
Explosive plays and numbers, but the one thing that I know, because I've talked to a number of defensive players, if they know they pass rushing every down,
they can get after the quarterback.
And you're not running. No, you don't want to.
I'm going to be fresher.
You don't want them to pin their ears back with
every
can
play.
Just rush, pass rush. No, they got to think there is some resemblance of a running game maybe at you. You got to honor that. Same thing with linebackers. If you just your first step. You're not maybe going forward. You're going back in coverage like Alex Azzalone and all them. No, you got to get those guys now and then. They got to come up to run support.
Well, you talk about honoring the run. The Los Angeles Rams, their entire offensive scheme is play action. It's based off the run. 70% of their passes this year,
stretch.
It's incredible, are play action passes. How do you do that without the run? It's
based off
the
stretch. But, I mean, the one thing that they do is, hey, look, this is what we do. We do it really well. You have to stop us. And that's their philosophy. And so they play 11 personnel, three receivers, one tight end, one back. You have to stop us. And they feel like that they can do it enough where they can give you enough variations that teams can't pick up on it. I mean, whether they're running the ball well or whether they're not, the threat of it is enough for teams to have to honor it.
Well, now, to flip it also defensively, what do you do against the run? Here's three categories now. A couple of them got knocked out of the playoffs. You look at splash plays. You know, you talk about a big, like, 20, 25-yard pass play. Fewest rushes of 10-plus yards surrendered. You know, the Saints were number two behind the Bears. The Bears are
rushes.
One. Yeah, rushes.
Correct.
Saints two. The Texans were three. Now, I'm looking at NFL opponent rushing yards per carry. And, God, I thought we were going to end up, you know, winning that, but not because of the last game against Carolina.
Carolina knocked us out.
But it still, all playoff teams. Houston's given up 3.4, the Saints 3.6, Baltimore 3.7. And you throw up, rushing yards per game. The Bears were giving up 80. We're giving up 80.2, same thing. Houston basically 83. The point being that teams are still running the football, so you better be able to stop the run. If you think you're just going to play pass defense, that you better be able to stop the run, because even though the game has changed more up pace, and look, Pat Mahomes, and look at completion percentage, the rules and how it's all structured. You still, I'm looking at all these teams. The teams that have been able to stop the run. They're all playoff teams.
No, absolutely. Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister, Seth Dunlap here at Rouse's in Covington. And the anti-run contingent, they're kind of blind, I guess, to the realities on the field. And I think they're in for a rude awakening. Are they going to tell you up in this blizzard that's in Kansas City today that, you know, you're not supposed to run the football?
Well, no,
I think the Colts have a serious chance to win that game because they have the better run game in there.
Well, you know what they're saying now about that game? And even though it's snowing, et cetera, I think even probably light snow throughout the game, that as long as there's not any wind, they should still be able to pass the ball, which is amazing to me.
So when you played in snow before, guys, and it is different than rain, right? I've heard that.
Yeah, it is different than rain.
It's got to be still more difficult to throw the football.
Well, the worst thing would be
– I don't want to get hit.
Where it's not – well, the thing is, it's not cold enough to snow. So let's
like that
say,
Seattle playoff game for that one?
It'd be 35 or 36, and it's raining, and you wet, and
you're still
freezing.
Miserable.
What year was that? When was it 2013? The Saints were up in Seattle in that maelstrom?
Was that like low 40s maybe? The thing is, though, I can remember one game we played Southeast in Hammond.
The Monday night game?
No, the playoff game.
The playoff game.
Sideways rain there.
And that's the one thing. If it snows, you could still because it's so cold, you're not wet. But when it's like mid-30s, high-30s, and raining, that is the worst because you're soaking wet. And, boy, you're miserable. The ball's waterlogged. Now, they've thrown a number of footballs out there that it doesn't make a difference. It's not like you're playing with the same football in high school. Maybe you got 24 footballs that they rotate.
Are they deflated?
In there. Yeah, oh.
No.
To me, if they deflated you.
Is that too soon? I didn't even get a chuckle out of that one.
Hey,
come on.
To me, if you deflated, you still got to throw it.
You still got to throw it.
I never had no problem with that because the second half, the Colts are always wham, wham, wham. The Patriots.
Well, they're the ones who reported the Patriots.
Exactly. And so they changed the ball the second half, and Tom Brady still burned
maybe
them.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was Baltimore.
No, it was the Colts.
Sorry.
And Tom Brady still burned them.
Yeah.
You know, they complained all the first
half. Well, they lost by 40. Didn't they lose like 40 that game or something? Come on. Here's a text from the 985. Throw for show, run for dough. There you go. Okay, we'll take a little quick break here, about 5 minutes for news. When we come back, we'll get into the rest of the divisional playoff games and make some picks here. Later today, it's Colts and the Chiefs, and then the Cowboys and the Rams. Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister, and I'm Seth Dunlap at Rouse's in Covington across from Hannon High School until 3 o'clock today on WWL. Surrounded by king cakes, party platters, and great fans out here at Rouse's in Covington. We'll be here until 3 o'clock and come say hi. Come hang out. We're having a blast. Getting ready for football later today, guys. And let's go ahead and start previewing, maybe making some picks of these games. First up today, it's the Colts at the Chiefs in a game where, man, the public is all behind the Colts here pulling the upset. Vegas still says Chiefs 5.5-point favorites in this. What do you think?
I like the Colts.
Go in there.
Do you need some reasons why I like the Colts?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's Ray. We got to fill, man. We got another hour and a half to fill. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, you started talking about what's my picks an hour and a half before the show is over. I mean, but I like the Colts. I think the Colts are playing really well, not only from a defensive standpoint, but from an offensive standpoint. And, you know, I just don't know if I – and maybe it's because it's a young quarterback, but I don't know if I trust the young quarterback and Kansas City's defense. They have been up and down, really mostly down, that being KC, as far as defensively. We know that they can rush the passer, but their secondary and even their linebackers as far as coverage just hadn't done a really good job, and I don't know if Eric Berry is going to be able to go.
Our 30th ranked defense in the league.
Yeah, and so they've given up a lot of explosive plays now.
Yeah.
You know, how much does this weather truly affect either offense? You're talking about the Colts, who obviously they play in a dome. So it's going to have some effect. But I think that the Colts can run the football if need be. And ever since, what's his name?
Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt got let go by Kansas City, I don't know if they've really had to lean on the run game. And I do like their offensive line. I just don't know if they have anybody that can do it consistently.
Well, the Chiefs' defense.
Well, who you like first, Bobby?
Oh, the Colts.
Yeah, we're doing it in reverse order.
The Colts.
Now everybody's on the Colts.
I'm going to tell you why. The Chiefs' defense sucks. I mean, if you look at it, they can't stop the run. They have problems in pass coverage.
They can get after the quarterback.
No, that's what I said. They can rush the quarterback. They do have the sacks. You know, because that
D Ford, Houston,
yeah,
Chris Jones.
So you got to run right at him. And put it this way, the Texans defense was better than the Chiefs D. And I just look at what they were able to do about running the football. And look at Marlon Mack. I said that earlier, 148 yards rushing. I think that's going to be key, inclement weather. And then, listen, I was a big Kareem Hunt fan. You might say, well, next man up. I think that's going to affect the Chiefs overall. Now, everybody talks about Pat Mahomes, how explosive. Look at his season. But you know who was second in the most touchdown passes in the league?
One Andrew Luck.
Was Andrew Luck. And then I look at this. Andrew Luck, game-winning drives in the fourth quarter or overtime during his first five pro seasons, including a league record 7 in 2012. The second largest playoff comeback was against the Chiefs.
Remember that one, yeah.
So, I mean, I just think he feels good going against the Chiefs, that they're never going to feel like they're out of it. Now, the one thing is look at the Chiefs. They are 1-10. In the playoffs, the past quarter of a century. Dudes, that's a lot of. Now, you might
say that's a lot of losers.
Yes. 25 seasons, and you're 1-10. And I just think that if I thought the Chiefs' defense was better, I would pick them. But that's why I'm going. I'm taking the points for sure. And if I was a betting man and the Colts.
Yeah, they haven't won a home playoff game since Bill Clinton's first term.
And Joe Montana was the quarterback.
I will say, though, if there's a counter to this theory, it's Andy Reid off a bye. He's the best coach off a bye in NFL history, and he gets the bye here. So I don't know how much that negates anything. The other game tonight, obviously.
Who you like? And give me a reason why.
I like the Colts to cover. I like the Chiefs to win.
Oh, no. You see, now that is playing it right.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a close game. I think the Colts are playing as well as anybody in the league right now, especially offensively with Andrew Luck, who down the stretch, he's just flat out the best quarterback in football.
And you talk about being in shootouts. The Chiefs are giving up 26.5 points a game.
But they're used to that.
But wait, but if you go back to, like, let's say what Sean Payton and Drew Brees has done with Tom Brady and Belichick, do you know they're 1-2 in the league and they're averaging 27, 28 points a game over a dozen years? Well, the Chiefs, that's what they're giving up. So they are basically in shootouts. The defense is not winning. I would be utterly shocked if the Chiefs would be in a game like we were against Carolina. 12-9 or something. The Chiefs ain't going to be in that kind of game.
I wonder if you agree with this. I think the AFC is so balanced with the four teams remaining, I could see any one of those four teams legitimately making the Super Bowl. And I know maybe that's cliche because at this point anyone can, but I really mean that. I think it's a 25% here for every single team. I could make arguments for the Chargers.
Well, we talked about this with Patriots. The roster, with the Chargers, top to bottom. You look offense, defense. If you just put – you take away the mystique of Tom Brady, and then you say, well, you can't take it away. But if you do, you just look at the roster. The Chargers has a better roster top to bottom than the Patriots.
I would agree with that.
You know? So when you look at it, and what are the Chargers? The Chargers have been the ultimate road warriors. But you know who else has been in the road warriors just like the Chargers and not getting credit? The freaking Saints. We are 7-1. The Chargers, the Chargers on the road. How about the Saints? Now, we don't got to go on the road, but we were 7-1.
Well, something's got to give in that Chargers-Patriots game because the Patriots haven't lost at home this year. And the Chargers, like you said, now in the playoffs, they're 8-1 on the road. We'll continue to discuss it. You can weigh in at 504-260-1870. That's area code 504-260-1870. Text line is 870-870. Or, heck, just come say hi because we're live at Rouse's until 3 o'clock on Bootlegger Road up in Covington. Highways 1077 and 1085. We'll talk about that Rams-Cowboys game.
Yeah, Rams-Cowgirls. That's always interesting.
All right.
Yeah, the Cowgirl fans are going to show up in L.A., I can tell you that. there's going to be a lot of Cowgirl fans.
We'll do that coming back
next
year.
They're the nation's team. We're the world's team.
Bobby Deuce and Seth here on WWL. Sin Rouse's is the official supermarket of the Saints. Over 500,000 king cakes sold.
Oh, that sounds impressive.
Will be this year.
That's
incredible. We're going to get one of these gourmet brownie platters, too, I think Bobby and I might get out of here. And if you're going to watch football today, really go to your local Rouse's, stock up on your party platters. And I'm looking over at this gray brick facade that's just staring me in the face that says cold beer. I'm always probably heading over there to that one. Maybe
yeah,
before I watch football.
Because you like the broad.
Well,
selection.
I mean, it takes up like half the store over there, which is great. I told you they have a great section. Okay, we talked about the Colts Chiefs game. Let's talk about this Cowboys Rams game, guys. I think this is fascinating. Once again, a lot of the public now, and maybe this is just the old, you know, Cowboys media hype. They're on the Cowboys here. I can't get behind that. I just think the Rams are too good, especially at home, even though you'll probably have more Cowboys fans there than you will Rams fans in L.A.
Well, when I look at Dallas, and they've been at a very high level at Jerry's World. But on the road, when I look at this, they're 3-5. Okay, you know how you could be, well, that's one game away from being 4-4. You want to be a 500, you know, road team instead of the Saints being 7-1.
Bobby, I was one number away from hitting the lotto.
Yeah. But the whole thing is, but this is the difference. Them being 3-5, they average 9 points less.
Less than at home.
Listen, on the road, they only average in 17.3 points per game and 9 points less than the average at home. So if that occurs, that's a lot of points.
That's a whole lot of points.
That's basically two scores.
You're talking about getting two extra possessions, two turnovers, or you know, an onside kick, a block field goal, or something like that.
When you say Deuce or Seth, that they're average, I'm going to go even a field goal more, that if they score 17 or 20 points, they're not beating the Rams.
They're not going to beat
them. They got to score more than that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you say that, but then – and I'm not saying this right. Cowboys defense is the Bears defense, but the Rams have had trouble scoring points here.
Where were they at?
Yeah, they were on the road. On the road. Let's go to the phone lines, 504-260-1. Oh, by the way, let me get an official – maybe not a Rams. Are we all Rams?
Oh, without a doubt. The Cowgirls could be playing the Bills. I'm not picking.
I wouldn't pick the Cowboys. I am not picking.
Objectivity out the window.
All I know is Cowgirl fans, Dallas has not won a road playoff game since 1992. Dudes, that is so old. That's back when I was playing. I got gray hair.
I'm trying to think. I wouldn't even.
I mean, yes.
I was in middle school.
Okay, 1992 was the last time the Cowgirls won a road playoff game, 1992.
I was 7 years old.
Yeah, that was the last time they won on the road.
I was 7 years old.
So I guess they're trying to make history now because that was back, come on, Troy Aikman and all them.
Michael Irvin.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the phone line. Scott, welcome into the show with Bobby, Deuce, and Seth. What's going on?
Hi, how you doing today? Actually, I was calling in. I wanted to ask you guys about trick plays. The Giants used it with Odell Beckham throwing a 49-yard pass. The Miami Dolphins used it against the Pats on the lateral play of a century. And then I was going to call in before the last Panthers game, and then McCarron throws it right over the linebackers and scores a nice touchdown. So why don't the Saints use more trick plays? I mean, we used the play in 09 for the onside kick, and why don't the teams use more trick plays instead of just going the standard plays that they typically use?
All right, thanks for the question, Scott.
Taysom Hill pass was a trick play. I mean,
hit Justin Hardy on remember the fake.
Well, the fake punt. But
was that against the Giants? Was that the Giants game? What was that game?
I have to think about it. I can't remember. But it was the pass to Hardy. But the pass, the post pattern to Ted Ginn
that got intercepted.
That got intercepted.
It was a trick play.
That was a bad throw.
It was a trick play.
But it was a trick play.
But isn't the general rule in the NFL, and if you're a head coach, if you're the better team, you don't need to throw a bunch of trick plays out there. Just go play, right?
No, you still want to run it.
You have it in your back pocket.
Yeah, you still want to run it. I mean, even a flea flicker is a trick type of play that you'll run. I mean, trust me, Sean has enough trick plays. But if you're moving the football, you know, just don't – you don't have to get cute. You don't have to get cute. Just go and score, continue to move the football, and if you want to put different personnel and, you know, they go with Taysom at quarterback or the three quarterbacks in the game, you know, whether it's a double pass, whatever it may be, if it works, it works. But when it doesn't work, that's when we got to talk about it. And you ask, why did we run that? You know, because you didn't have to run it.
Yeah, they could have a trick play against a certain opponent because they saw something on film in September, and then all of a sudden you will never see that again until maybe a playoff or a Super Bowl-type game, depending on the opponent and what they're doing. In other words, they can have a trick play for the Eagles. that probably could work, let's say, maybe against the Patriots or whoever it might be. It's just like the Philly special. They've been – look about when the Eagles did the Philly special.
Well, they had held that one in their back pocket all year.
Yes,
right?
Yes. So that's why – listen, just to run trick play, just to be running it, no, the NFL defenses are too good. It has to be how you try and attack a specific scheme and defense to make it work, and you like the percentages then that you did trick your opponent.
You're giving me a little nightmares here of Nick Foles on fourth down. I don't want to see any of that in the Superdome here. We'll take a break. It's Bobby Hebert, Deuce McAllister, Seth Dunlap, live at Rouse's in Covington till 3 o'clock today. Back after this on WWL. Back to the show. The Eagles are trying to do something that has never been done in NFL history against the Saints, and I don't think it's going to happen. That would be lose by 40-plus in the regular season and come back and win in the playoffs. 30-plus, it's happened. 40-plus, it's never happened before, guys.
Yeah, the only other time it's happened is who?
I don't. There's 16 times it's happened 30 plus. But
New England beat the Jets, and the Jets came back, and that was the Bart Smith.
Like it happened 30 plus in 06.
That was the last time.
The Bears trounced the Seahawks, but then Chicago needed overtime to win 27-24.
Come on, Bob.
In 87, the Oilers crushed the Broncos, and the Broncos won the rematch 34-10. The Rams had crushed the Vikings 35-3. But the Vikings won the revenge game in 1977. So they do have examples, but nobody with a 40-point example. 30-point,
modern
yes.
Era, right.
Yeah, modern era. Yeah. Right.
All right, we got one more hour here at Rouse's in Covington. Lots to talk about. Stay tuned.